This is the birthday message allegedly crafted by Donald Trump for Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. We have certain things in common, it says, inside a drawing of a naked female form. May every day be another wonderful secret, it adds, above what appears to be Trump's signature.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot.
I'm not a drawing person. I don't do drawings of women, that I can tell you.
Despite White House denials, the signature appears to match Trump's on other letters sent during the same time period.
The president did not write this letter. He did not sign this letter.
The drawing was contained in a birthday book prepared for Epstein's 50th birthday before he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from a minor. The book also included a message, allegedly from former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and this photo that appears to be a joke about Epstein selling a woman to Trump for $22,000.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
The material was obtained by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, along with other records from Epstein's estate, part of a broader push for the release of the full Epstein files after the Trump administration backtracked on a promise to make them public.
And if Republicans don't want to engage in a cover-up of pedophilia and this pedophilia ring, they should go sign this discharge petition.
Trump and his allies keep trying to change the channel. At one point, even claiming Trump was secretly working against his longtime friend.
He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down.
I can affirm that is not true.
The shifting explanations and increasingly damning evidence have done little to quell the questions about Trump's involvement with the notorious sex offender, a story that seems unlikely to go away anytime soon.